This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Morning Run with Xiaoning and Chuang. And now we are going to talk about our Malaysian GDP, because we learned on Friday that it had contracted by 17% year on year. And this marks the steepest decline on record. Even during the Asian financial crisis, which some of us remember, GDP shrank by most 11.2%. So this comes as little to no surprise to a lot of us. Since the second quarter saw the halt of economic activity during the movement control order between March and June this year.
Yeah, I mean, 23 years ago, the AFC, and it's just gone by in a flash, hasn't it? So according to the Bank Negara statement, they actually expect the Q2 figures to represent a trough, meaning this could be as bad as it gets, right? So as such, they have revised the official GDP growth forecast for the year to just between -3.5% to 5.5%.
And also projecting a growth range of between 5.5% to 8% for 2021. So for more insights on what to expect moving forward, we speak to Kun Goh, Head of Asia Research at ANZ Bank. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, a weak second quarter was a foregone conclusion, but was there anything in the details to you which was surprising?
Yeah, the only surprise was really the extent of the contraction in the economy. We all know that the economy took a massive hit with the MCO. The economy was effectively put into a coma, and we were expecting Q2 numbers to be far worse than during the financial crisis. But you know, even I wasn't expecting the extent of the deterioration.
Yeah, Kun, looking ahead, do the Q2 numbers give an indication of the pace of recovery and what it will be driven by?
Yeah, so I agree that with Bank Negara Malaysia that Q2 will represent the trough in the contraction. The key reason for that is that the MCO has been lifted and we have seen businesses restart. So things like mobility, some of the economic indicators, for example, manufacturing and industrial production have actually made a comeback. So that gives me confidence that in the current quarter we're in, we'll see a positive return to growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. I think a year-on-year basis, given the extent of contraction in the first half, we'll still have year-on-year contraction. But at least, moving forward, we are starting to see signs that activity is starting to recover off a very low level, I might add.
And if you look at consumption, I mean, consumption activity is meant to benefit from the stimulus packages. But with unemployment still elevated, consumers may still hold back on their spending. So how much of a recovery is going to rely on this private consumption?
I think we shouldn't hang our hopes too much on a massive revival in household consumption, even with the government's stimulus measures. And we have to remember, the stimulus measures really were designed to provide life support to households and businesses. It wasn't really providing a huge boost to their incomes for them to go out and spend up large. So the assistance was really just for them to get by during the tough period of the MCO. And even as the MCO is lifted, caution is still out there. And we've seen in other countries second or even third waves of the virus outbreak. And I think as a result, households will continue to behave quite cautiously. They're definitely not going to be going out and splurging. And there's a limit to how much they can splurge, of course. International travel is still banned. And there's only so much you can spend domestically.
And we know the loan moratoriums in Malaysia come to an end at the end of September. What kind of impact might that have on the economy, though?
Yeah, this is a real big unknown, and this is something that not only Malaysia faces, but a lot of households and businesses around the world as this so-called fiscal cliff starts to loom large. I think without a further extension of the moratorium, I think what we'll find is that there's increasingly more businesses at risk of potentially becoming insolvent, because if demand hasn't picked up sufficiently or their revenues hasn't recovered sufficiently, then once their loans are due and they still have expenses to meet, and if the revenue shortfall is still large, that's the real risk that we could start to see some businesses fail again, and that will add to overall uncertainty, and that will actually slow down and hamper the extent of recovery.
Yeah, Kun, Nagara is forecasting between 5.5% to 8% GDP for 2021. Where are you on this range and in terms of its feasibility especially?
To be honest with you, it's too early to be speculating about what kind of growth rate and recovery rate 2021 will bring, because we are still uncertain about the extent of how much 2020 will contract by. So even though we think the worst is over, we are still uncertain about the pace and the speed of the recovery in the first half of this year. I think it's fair to say the bigger the contraction in 2020, then the bigger the expected rebound in 2021. But the importantly is that it's probably going to be some time before we can really recover the lost output that we've experienced in the first half of this year.
And how is our recovery or our GDP, compared to our regional neighbours? How well or how badly are we doing?
Well, for the second quarter, Malaysia actually so far fared the worst among ASEAN economies. We're still waiting for Thailand's GDP to come up today. But for now, Malaysia fared the worst, and that's partly because the MCO was one of the strictest put in place. Of course, Malaysia is also reliant on international tourism, and the collapse in oil prices that we saw earlier in the year obviously did not help the oil and gas sector as well.
And if we look ahead, right, based on the granular data of the second quarter GDP, is there any indication of what kind of budget we should expect for 2021?
Yeah, I think we are waiting to see the extent that the government will provide more stimulus or assistance. I think it's fair to say more will be needed, and we're just waiting to see in what shape or form. I think the assistance will be more targeted. The stimulus that was announced earlier during the MCO was pretty broad-based, and that was needed given that they effectively locked down the entire economy. But I think moving forward, we'll probably see more targeted measures, perhaps, once again trying to help businesses not only survive, but hopefully thrive in a new uncertain environment.
And that was Kun Goh. Thank you at ANZ Bank giving us his views on where he thinks the Malaysian economy might be. And I think, of course, the big unknown is when loan moratoriums end in September, what kind of impact will that have on businesses and overall the broader economy?
Yeah, I think that's where the policymakers are really divided. And Tunku Zafrul hasn't indicated much more beyond the daily narrative that it's going to be a targeted moratorium. He's got to think of the banks as well, and he's also got to think about the systemic impact of the financial sector's losses, for sure, because they will lose money from the loss of interest income from the moratorium.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, also this moratorium, does it then allow for zombie companies to continue to function, right? Because in any economic cycle, it's the survival of the fittest, unfortunately, although I think targeted assistance is much needed. This morning, we also did run a poll on BFM asking whether Malaysia's GDP contracted by 17% year on year last quarter. Do you think the worst is behind us? And there were four options. And most of the respondents, and we've had hundreds and thousands of votes in, as Trump would say, 41% say no, Q3 and Q4 will be worse. 29% say yes, we are recovering. 22% say it depends, and 9% don't know. And that's the truth.
Yeah, I think people are feeling that way because Q3 is when the moratorium ends, and that's when their P&L, their personal P&Ls, will be the most impacted. MCO is great for everybody because they didn't have to spend to pay any loans down. So
I wasn't sure. I'm not sure it was great for anyone. But
no, sorry. What I mean was that at least you get that kind of like that.
The
you're
kind
the bubble,
of respite,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're heading into the. All I can say is it's the challenge isn't over. It's still tough times ahead for a lot of us. But we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin, and after that, the breakfast grill, where Noel will be speaking to Melvin Ooi of Bonus Link. Stay tuned for that, happening in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.